این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. Today, it is an obligation for the Iranian nation in particular and the Muslim community in general to protect ardently this divine trust, which has been officially established in Iran and which has already generated an outstanding outcome in such a short time. They must struggle to provide the means for its perpetuation and for removal of all obstacles. It is hoped that the reflection of its light shall reach all the Islamic communities and lead governments and nations to obtain an understanding of this vital issue in order to curb the grip of the world-devouring superpowers. The worst criminals in the history of mankind from the oppressed people of the world.
In the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from iRibe English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and in this program, we try to have a profound reading of Imam Khomeini's precious words and speeches. In regard to the subject of intention and goals of actions, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said that what makes similar actions different from one another is the ultimate goal attached to them that forces human beings to take such actions. Then God, the Most High, will elevate people to the lofty position of human. Well, this sentence raises an important concept which can turn a great and difficult conduct into nothing, or on the other hand, turn a meager and worthless act into some precious conduct. In that regard, the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said that, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْنِيَاتِ. For sure, the actions are judged by motives. People whom we encounter have certain motivations behind any action they do. These motivations determine their enthusiasm, quality and amount of effort, and even their amount of tolerance and perseverance while working. Islam regards the motives behind what people say or do as essential, and that these motives should always be in a way to pursue the pleasure, approval, and satisfaction of God. Okay, let's have a break for now, and we'll be back.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Spring of the Truth from iRibe English Radio. We're talking about intentions and the way they are interpreted in Islam. Well, the result of good intention or ikhlas is that one will be rewarded for whatever spent for Allah's sake. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh here is making us aware about the significance of intention, which is an internal feeling and its positive effects on the soul's elevation. Do not forget that a pure intention could change a customary action to the honor of worship, of course, if the act isn't forbidden or prohibited.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. every night and every day,
every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah.